That's right. The drive is live. How's it going? I will, at this point, like to say...
Oh, man.
...that I will...
Y'all put, better be freaking ready, dude.
Well, I am going to... Whatever the scale says, I have an inkling. I will just say at this point now, maybe I'll go into an explanation a little bit later. I do think if it is at a... Whatever it is, Tyler Milner should play a role into how I got to that place.
Oh, really?
Don't you dare try to do that right now.
I'm just saying.
No.
I was on the fence about a purchase at the Daikin that is pretty sugary laden. And Tyler,
and I told you, if you do this, you better be ready Monday.
Did you do a funnel? No,
Tyler, that's not what you said.
Yes, it is.
At the end, Tyler goes, come on, man.
Nope.
Come on, man. Go enjoy yourself.
Go
enjoy yourself.
Think liquid.
Oh, so a pink frozen pink drink.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Pink.
Yes.
A frozen
strawberry
a frozen
pink
drink.
Frozen margarita, to be specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Tyler said, man, go have a good time, man. Enjoy yourself. Tyler said to me on the way out. I said, you know what, you're right. That was it.
Well, you should be able to overcome a pink drink at a Astros game.
Yeah, man.
Just saying,
you
man.
I think, whatever it is,
Tyler's got to pay a little bit of money.
I don't remember what my lightest was. It's been 243 something. I don't remember what it was.
243 something, yeah.
I think I got a chance to get sub 243.
You're feeling it. And you were in Nashville. You're
I bounced around a little bit. Well, I was only there. It was last week, but I was only there a couple of days. But that's okay. I mean, I got back in time.
You got back in time to really get after it? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just saying. Listen, we'll see. Weigh in at 3 o'clock. I'll just say Tyler just had it. Played a role in it.
Hard disagree. I told you all day that day. I told you when I first saw you Saturday at the pregame spot.
But then when
I said, Ron?
When it came down to it, you said, go enjoy yourself, man.
But you better be ready Monday.
Did he also offer me the rest of his...
I didn't want it to go to waste. Brisket nachos.
His brisket nachos. Ooh. Did he also try to hand me that over?
But yes, he didn't have that.
I'm going to tell you.
I turned it down.
Let me tell you where I'm at, Ron.
I did eat them peanuts, though.
Like a psychopath.
I'm sitting at the at a bar Friday night, a little hotel bar up on the rooftop, and it's about closing time. And my boy comes walking in with two large pizzas.
He came in last week.
I had three pieces.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't even typically eat.
You don't eat pizza. He came in last Thursday with two big boxes of Pink's pizza. I had no idea. I had never had
Pink's either. Ron hadn't either.
But Brandon was knocking it back right here next to me. But
yeah, it was. Skeezy said, "Hey, let me hold a slice."
It went back again.
I tell you what else I did, Ron.
Whew.
Stayed on that tequila all day.
Yeah.
Woke up that next morning feeling like $1 million.
Did you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Anything else would have had your boy out of commission on Saturday.
I woke up feeling pretty good, too, off the tequila.
Mm.
Added a lot more tequila, but yeah. That's all right. But 3 o'clock, you see what happened. Clint's coming off of a little time in Nashville, and I went to the game on Saturday. Did all right till it was the seventh inning when I trickled down. After Tyler said, man, dude, go have fun. Enjoy yourself. It was really convincing.
But be ready Monday.
And I went in. I didn't hear that portion. That because this was
posted. He left that off?
This was
or
posted.
Did he leave it off or did you tune it out?
I didn't hear it. I think he left it off, and this was posted after he offered me the nachos. All right. And you know that's a weak spot for me. You know it had the white queso, too.
I really didn't think about it in that moment. I just did. There was a lot of them brisket nachos left, and I was trying to see if any of the big fellas I was at the game with wanted it.
I know you did. I was able to turn it down. All right. All right, the first half, well, at least the All-Star break is officially over, Clint. And the Astros, I would say, did not close that thing strong the way that they wanted. Before you left, we talked about, hey, man, this is kind of important. You got swept by the Guardians, and then you lose the series to the Rangers. And then within that, you're thinking, all right, well, maybe you get some help because the Mariners are going to go play the best team in baseball. And hell, they up and sweep the Tigers. And so now with this recent 1-5 homestand that the Astros just had to close out the first half, now this lead has shrunk from 7.5 to 5 games right now going into the break. And you have the Mariners right off the bat for a series to open things up at the break. So they have really staggered and struggled on their way home, and the injuries feel like that may be a part of it. I know you weren't really wanting to give that a big excuse coming in when we knew they had Lance, Framber, and Hunter Brown going. Are you, and you can text in and jump in on this as well, text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are you getting yourself officially a bit concerned with the Astros, the way they finished out this homestand?
Well, I think I'm more concerned just in general with the sheer volume of injuries. I don't look, the 1-5 to finish the thing, I don't think they're that bad a baseball team, as well as I don't think they're as good a baseball team as, what were they, 13-2 or 13-3 in series versus division yeah. opponents that were leading their division. Like, I don't think they're that dominant of a baseball team. I don't think they're that poor of a baseball team, yeah. what we watched the last 6 weeks, to be honest. I think they're somewhere in the middle. I think the concern is what you said. It's like, at this point, there's no doubt. How fragile is the team, right? Now, on top of the injuries, you get into, and I know there's a little bit of a break here, but you're going to get into, it's a 162-game season. It's a long haul. It's last year we heard the Texans talk about playing in the Hall of Fame game and then also playing in the playoffs and how long of a season that is. The Astros, just the length of the season is going to take toll on a lot of these players moving forward. And so how can they weather that storm? Look, 1-5 to end the first half of the season, I'd rather end on a better note than that, but sitting five games up in the division is still a healthy lead. And it goes to show you what you just mentioned with the Mariners and how they finished the first yeah. half, and the Astros, how poorly they finished the first half. They're still up five games in the division. It goes to show you how terrible they're going to have to play in the second half to lose this lead in the division. Anything can happen. There's a lot of baseball left. But if the Astros just come out and handle their business, they should be able to hang on to this thing and finish strong. But we'll see.
Yeah, Ocho comes in, Ron. Why are Astros fans, why are some Astros fans are worried about the Mariners? The Astros are closer to leading the AL than losing the division lead. But some fans are worried about the Mariners. It just kind of closed quick. I don't know about you fellas, I had gotten to a point where I had just stopped looking at the division as
sure
a little bit, yeah.
Like, as a thing, I had moved past that a bit, but I mean, five games with a series coming out of the gate, right? Like that can instantly get into a place where they're in real range, and yeah. this is a serious thing. Right, well, and they're going to play them down the sure. stretch. Right,
I mean, depending on what you do, you take two of three, or you sweep them, then all of a sudden you're back up six and a half, whatever it would be. I mean, you're back up and you're back rocking and rolling, or you drop three and this thing gets down to
two
or three games. Yeah. And woo, that could be a bad deal.
Everything now, yeah. your injuries and all of that stuff is heightened. By the way, to me, the injuries that you know, obviously that was a big thing. But the Hunter Brown thing to watch a little bit, right? You know, his last two starts, 11 innings total, 11 hits, 10 earned runs. Had another rough one yesterday. 11 Ks, 4 walks. His ERA two starts ago was at 1.82, and now it's jumped to 2.43, which is still really good, all-star worthy. But that is one to watch that teams – he said he was potentially tipping his pitches, he thought, in that last start before he started yesterday against the Rangers. And now they kind of got to him again yesterday. So that is one to watch. Not because I have a feel that Hunter Brown is going to struggle. There's just an immense amount of pressure on Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez to have good quality starts, because of the rest of what the pitching rotation potentially looks like before Dana maybe makes some trades. So, you know, it was good to see, you know, Framber bounce back from his previous bad start at 10 Ks and 6 innings of the game that me and Tyler went to. But this is two in a row for Hunter Brown where they've kind of lit him up. That's That's the only other thing.
Look, there's a big difference. In my opinion, there's a big difference in what we saw from Hunter Brown and what we saw from Fromber. Obviously, Fromber's numbers, which you just read, the box score, the stat line, that sounds really good, but it wasn't a great Fromber. I mean, if I remember early in that game, I mean, there's all kind of base runners all over the place. Now, there was an error on one by somebody. I can't remember who it was. Somebody made an error. But early on, that wasn't like Fromber went out there and was dominant Fromber that he can be. He just battled his way through and had a good outing. And then the Astros made a little noise late to win that thing. But the Hunter Brown situation is interesting, whether it's tipping pitches or not. I mean, that is a rough two outings, again, because the pressure is so high on those guys to tote the water at this point in time, right? I mean, those two guys have to be absolute nails and then let the Cam Smiths and the injured lineup pick and choose when they want to score runs and get the W's that way. Right now, you're razor thin.
No, you're razor. I mean, you're Zach Short away from getting an Oppo walk-off that Tyler, well, we'll get to Tyler later, but a Zach Short Oppo shot. Yeah. That you could have been swept in that series and swept for the homestand, you know, obviously, but it did not happen. But yeah, that's the thing is it does feel like the injuries are starting to roll through. Someone said what worries me a little bit more is Hunter's last two starts. We talked to someone texting. Yeah, I believe the break will do everyone good. I could get a sense of that.
But the reality of it is, to your overall point, Ron, is that Fromber Valdez right now, until you get Lance McCullers rolling, until you get Spencer Arrighetti back, until you get some help in that starting rotation, like some legitimate help, it is so heavily dependent on those two guys being nails when their turn comes up in the rotation that you just can't afford. Those guys can't let up at all. And Hunter obviously let up a couple of games here.
Yep. They still got six left against the Mariners in the second half, and it starts with that first – big one, that three-game set coming
huge
out.
Huge coming out of the backside.
Huge. And that's what, oddly enough, I didn't see coming, especially the way they were playing and especially the way the teams, the Guardians and the Rangers were playing coming in. I didn't personally see that series being as big as it was. And plus, I didn't see the damn Mariners sweeping the Tigers. That one also was one I didn't see. They were talking about this leading into the crosstalk, but some of the injury notes. Dana Brown spoke on the flagship pregame yesterday, Clint, and an update here on some of them. Jeremy Pena, he was asked if Jeremy Pena could return for the Seattle series after the All-Star break, and General Manager Dana Brown told their flagship that it's a little early, but Pena isn't far off. He talked about Yordan. He will be reevaluated on Thursday, and once that's over, the doctor could potentially clear him to start swinging a bat. And then Jake Myers, at a very minimum. Oh, we hadn't heard from you since the Jake injury happened. That was the day that you were out.
Well, by the time I got, home, I look up Zach Short's playing, and I'm like, I thought Tyler or Ron specifically said Zach was getting a break. What the hell happened? And then Tyler said that he told me what happened. So I didn't actually see it, but it's just one more.
Yeah,
one
but
more.
But Jake, he will miss at the very minimum 3+ weeks with the right calf strain. Mm. And he was not able to run to center field before the game started. But this is the thing, man. Those three dudes, right? I mean, that they have out of the lineup make it completely different. Yet Christian Walker missed for paternity leave, which is understandable. He was back. But those three dudes, and that's not even the pitchers we've talked about yet, the Spencer Arrighetti's and company. But those three dudes, desperately, they need to get back in there. And I'll be honest, like Jeremy Pena, I feel the most confident about. The other two, I wouldn't even dare to guess. Dare to guess what a timetable is for those guys,
I'm looking at Space City right now. Jeremy Pena's out there. I mean, getting a full blown workout.
He's getting workout.
The hell's wrong? Was he waiting on?
Let's see if him swinging a bat though with them ribs. So that might be a problem. The Yordan thing.
I mean, I would think throwing the ball across the diamond, it ain't as violent as the bat, but I still think that the action is.
I think it is smart. Like, hopefully he's ready for the Seattle series. Hopefully he's ready by Friday. But you'll have this whole week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That right there, I thought he said something about 3 weeks. Like, that right
there.
No,
he's talking about Jake. Jake, at the very minimum, okay. 3 weeks. I know it's hard to keep up with how many of these guys have. Tyler, did you hear? Dana said, Jordan, no paint.
Moving in the right direction.
No paint.
That's great.
Does that matter?
No, means nothing to me.
Does that matter if he hasn't done baseball activities yet?
Nope.
No, it doesn't. No,
hey, don't care.
Because clearly, right, two other times before now, I would imagine when he went down, he had no pain before swinging it again, right? I would imagine they didn't have him to ramp back up in his rehab the previous first two times with him in pain. So, I mean, does that matter to understanding of if he's close? If he is showing no pain right now in his hand, but has not swung a bat, has not done anything baseball activities-wise, we were talking about it, man. Tyler, I don't know if it was the anger in his heart, but I think Tyler was convinced that the Texans will play week one before Jordan returns. September 7th is week one. Oh, Tyler,
I was convinced. I am convinced. That ain't changed over the weekend. And this little update ain't making him move in any direction at all.
He's got no pain.